Unit 8.
Robin Hood.
2. Listen and check your answers.
Robin Hood lived around the year 1180.
Robin Hood lived in a large forest near Nottingham.
Robin Hood took money from the rich and gave it to the poor.
He hated the Sheriff of Nottingham because the Sheriff was a very bad man.
3. Listen and read.
In Robin's day, not many children went to school. Most children worked in the fields and helped with the animals. The king, Richard the Lionheart, was often away from England for a long time. When he was away, times were very hard for the poor people. The rich took everything away from them. Sometimes hungry people hunted deer in the king's forest near Nottingham. When the Sheriff of Nottingham caught them, he killed them. But there were people in the forest who fought against the Sheriff. They were Robin Hood and his friends. There are many stories about Robin Hood. Here is the story of how the Sheriff caught Robin Hood and his father.
4. Listen and check.
In Robin's day, not many children went to school. Most children worked in the fields and helped with the animals. The king, Richard the Lionheart, was often away from England for a long time. When he was away, times were very hard for the poor people. The rich took everything away from them. Sometimes hungry people hunted deer in the king's forest near Nottingham. When the Sheriff of Nottingham caught them, he killed them. But there were people in the forest who fought against the Sheriff. They were Robin Hood and his friends. There are many stories about Robin Hood. Here is the story of how the Sheriff caught Robin Hood and his father.
5. A story. Robin's father.
Run, Robin, run!
An hour later.
Who are you?
We live in the woods.
We hide from the Sheriff of Nottingham and his soldiers.
Your father is not dead. The Sheriff's men took him away.
I must help him. Please, show me the way to Nottingham.
All right, come with me.
Look, there's one of the Sheriff's soldiers.
Let's wait until he is very close.
Help! We've got him!
Bye-bye, Robin. Take care and good luck. Will you come back?
Yes, but only with my father.
What do you want?
The man who killed the king's deer. The Sheriff wants him. Father, it's me, Robin. Come with me.
Leave me here. They blinded me. I can't see.
Father, please, come on. I've got a plan.
Where are you going?
The Sheriff wants this man. Help me get on the horse.
Stop! Where are you going?
Come back!
Hold on, Father. We're almost there. Thank you, my friends. I'll stay with you. We'll fight the Sheriff and help the poor.
Unit 9. 1. Listen and tick. Find the missing words.
Hair.
Arm.
Stomach.
Head.
Leg.
Toe.
Foot.
Eye.
Nose.
Elbow.
Knee.
Shoulder.
2. Listen and sing the song.
Take care. Listen, everybody, to what I have to say. Listen well and keep to these rules. Hey! Take care when you ride your bike. Wear your helmet so that you're safe. Take care when you rollerblade. Don't forget to put on your pads. Listen, everybody, to what I have to say. Listen well and keep to these rules. Hey! There's another thing I want to say. Please remember to put on your belt when you ride in a car. Oh yeah, and look left and right in the streets. Listen, everybody, to what I have to say. Listen well and keep to these rules. Hey!
Three. A story. Bad luck for Tony.
Welcome. Here's your key.
This is a lovely campsite. Let's stay here for a while. Yes, let's do that. The beach looks great for snorkeling.
Several days later.
I'm going down to the beach.
Okay.
Half an hour later.
Oh, no. There's blood on your foot. I cut my foot on a rusty can down at the beach.
Let me see. It's a deep cut. You need a doctor.
Here's a bandage. Ouch! That hurts.
Excuse me, is there a doctor in the village?
The people in the village didn't understand English. Finally, Tony's dad finds a boy and a girl who speak English.
Excuse me, is there a doctor in the village?
No, there isn't, but there is one in the next village.
I can come with you and show you.
That's very kind.
Your cut needs 5 or 6 stitches. It will hurt.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
That's all right. Was it bad?
Well...
No swimming for a week, okay?
Tony couldn't go snorkeling, but he wasn't unhappy. The boy and the girl from the village often came and played games with him. 2 weeks later.
Don't forget to write.
No, I won't.
See you again next year.
4. Listen and tick. Situation 1.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the hospital?
The hospital? Yes. Go straight ahead. It's not far from here. At the end of this road, on the left. It's the big yellow building opposite the park.
Straight ahead, the big yellow building on the left, opposite the park. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
How are you now, Philip?
It hurts, Dad. I hope we'll get to the hospital soon.
It must be here. Careful, Philip.
Ouch!
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon, Doctor. We are on holiday here. This is my son, Philip.
Hello, Philip.
Good afternoon.
What's the matter with you, Philip?
My leg. I was playing football, and now...
Let me see.
Ouch!
Does it hurt a lot?
Yes, ouch.
That's okay. It's broken, I'm afraid. We'll put it in plaster, and you can't play football for 6 weeks.
Okay. Thanks, Doctor.
Situation 2.
Excuse me, is there a doctor in this village?
Yes, the doctor's house is over there, next to the police station.
Hello, please come in. What can I do for you?
This is my daughter, Susan. She went for a bike ride yesterday evening, and she had a little accident. Now her arm hurts.
Hello, Susan.
Hello, Doctor.
Sit down here, please. Yes, I can understand that it hurts. Fortunately, your arm isn't broken. I'll put a bandage round it. I think that looks okay now. And here is some medicine for Susan as well.
Thanks, Doctor.
Please come back in a week.
Oh, thanks a lot, Doctor.
No problem. All the best, Susan. You'll be okay again soon. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
7.
When I was 8, I had an accident with my bike. I broke my leg and my right arm. I was in hospital for 4 weeks.
Last year, I was on holiday with my parents. One day, I went swimming. I cut my foot on a broken bottle. My mum put a bandage round it.